Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The official start of summer is just around the corner, and TV networks often use the summer to bring out lighter fare. But cable and streaming services keep churning out new dramas. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
And let's talk first about AMC's Dietland. This show started this Monday. It follows a plus-sized woman who considers undermining the beauty industry from the inside. Here's a clip of a conversation the main character has early on.
How much time would you say you spent trying to better your outsides?
I don't count exactly.
The average woman devotes almost an hour a day to grooming. That's years in a life, not to mention the dieting and self-loathing.
I know, but that's just how it is.
Who says?
Eric, this show explicitly takes on beauty standards and misogyny. How do you think it does?
Well, it's interesting, and at times it's very compelling, but it's also a little scattershot, and it's a little overstuffed. I mean, the central story is about this woman, Plum Kettle, and you sort of heard her in the previous clip. She's the one who sounded very dejected. She's a plus-size woman who works as a ghostwriter for the editor of a magazine for teen girls that emphasizes all of these beauty standards that can be very punishing for women. So she's a person with great value who is constantly being told by the world that she doesn't have value. And now surrounded by that are these subplots. So the woman that we heard her talking to in a previous clip, she seems to be leading this effort to try and introduce better, healthier values for women in the material of the magazine without the people who edit it noticing. Hmm. And then there's also this terrorist group that seems to be killing men that are suspected of abusing women. And any one of these storylines feels like it could be a separate series.
Right.
But Dietland pulls all these things together in one big package. And sometimes that's a little confusing and unwieldy. I think it works best when it focuses on Plum's story, like the second episode does. The episode we'll see next week is much more focused on her personal story. And I think it works best then.
OK, so that's one show to check out. Another that you recommend is from the Paramount Network, which has debuted the show American Woman. It stars Alicia Silverstone. I'm wondering where she's been since Clueless. As a pampered woman in the 1970s who discovers her con man husband has cheated on her, here's the confrontation that sets up the rest of the show.
I want you out of this house tonight.
I don't care what you want. This isn't a democracy. It's a marriage. And I'm in charge of it.
If you think I'm going to live a lie and be the topic of whispered gossip at people's dinner parties so you can sell more houses, you're mistaken. Because your life is never going to be the same without me.
Eric, this is another show about a woman trying to find her voice. Do you think it's been able to offer something unique?
Well, the first three episodes, on the one hand, they're very slickly produced. They're very well put together. But it's a story we've seen many times before. You know, a wealthy and somewhat pampered housewife and mother finds out her husband is cheating. He was also bilking his company and swindling his customers and spending all their money. So once she finds out what's really going on, she has to think about getting a job. And she has no money or resources, and the only asset they have left is the house that they and the kids are in. You may have been able to tell from that clip with Alicia Silverstone, she has kind of a very precise and kind of mannered way that she's playing this woman that almost makes it sound like she's not quite acting, you know, well. So you put all those things together, and you wind up with a show that feels a little bit like Mad Men meets the story of that 70s film, An Unmarried Woman. Hmm. And it's on the Paramount Network, which is a new cable channel that was created from the ashes of Spike TV. So they're looking to bring these things that will give them an original voice that will say to people, this is what the Paramount Network is. I don't think this is quite going to do it for them, but it's interesting to see them try it with such big names in the cast.
The Marvel television empire expanded yet again as the Disney-owned channel Freeform released its show Cloak and Dagger yesterday. It's about two high schoolers, one a white girl, the other a black boy, who discover they have interlinked powers. Eric, what do you think of this one?
So this is interesting. This is based on a couple of characters. You know me, I'm a comic book nerd. So this is based on a couple of characters that have been kicking around Marvel books for a while. And they put the characters in high school, so it's a little bit of a different twist. But it takes a long time before you realize what their powers actually are. You know, there's something I've noticed in dramas. I call it the Netflixation of TV shows. Mm. Netflix dramas take a long time to get to where they're going in their stories. And this show has that problem. In four episodes, you're still not sure what their powers are, why these two people are drawn to each other, how they're going to work together to solve some problem that hasn't even fully been articulated. I think that's a bit of a problem. So I was hoping for it to be better than it was because I always liked these characters. And I always liked the idea of an interracial couple in comics, you know, the message that that sends. But I'm not sure that this is that show. It's very different than the comic books, and they haven't yet shown where the story is going, even in four episodes.
Well, Eric, I can't let you go without just saying that I personally loved the finale of The Americans. What did you think?
I loved it too. Mm-hmm. It wrapped up the series in a way that was interesting, a little surprising, but also it resolved everything. Mm-hmm. So I thought they really pulled off something special.
It's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure.
I wish they would do another season.
I'm watching all of them over again.